Well, good morning, Substack and Rumble. It's April 9th. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to do an update given the situation and the conversation about tariffs. And there's floods and floods of information that's swirling around. And look, tariffs are beyond our control. There's a plan. That plan is in the works. They think it's going to work. Didn't work in the 30s, 20s and 30s. I don't see it working now. I don't see it working now because we're too far into the game. And Trump tried this in his first term and started economic warfare with China. Look, the short answer is we have to do this in order to secure the Panama Canal and reduce their influence in Central America, South America, and North America. The next step after we take back the canal is to take back North America and kick them out of Canada. And that might sound like a lot of work, but it's really not. Forcing them to withdraw through economic measures is the right way to go. Now, the question is, the enemy gets a vote and everything. So is the enemy going to move towards Taiwan and take Taiwan? Speculation is yes, they're going to do that. But that said, the question becomes after that, what is our response to that? And if you look at what we're doing and where we're posturing right now, we're posturing in the Persian Gulf, we're posturing and moving back into Afghanistan. I don't know why we're moving back to Afghanistan, other than the CIA wants to resume the opium trade and the pharmaceuticals want to resume the opium trade. There's a lot of reasons for that, none of which I trust, none of which I believe is going to be beneficial for the American people, but it is what it is. So I'm not getting wrapped up in and bear with me, I'm still sick. So I'm not wrapped up in the rhetoric around why we're doing things. I'm watching the moves. I'm watching the posturing. I'm watching how we're moving, where we're moving to, and how fast we're moving. The Panama Canal, right answer. We should regain control and we should garrison forces back there and we should take back the base that we had there. And we should permanently staff it with troops and protect our border and protect the canal. And I'm hopeful that that's what the end state is, and that's part of the reason why the sanctions are in place in the first place. Or sorry, the tariffs are in place in the first place. I think the other reason they're using the tariffs is negotiation, right? And look, we've had trade imbalances for decades. We've allowed it to happen so that they could offshore all of our industry for cheap resources. And it's time that we repatriate that back to the U.S. The challenge is going to be not repatriating our industry back here. It's finding the corporate knowledge to do it and to resume some of these industries. There's a lot of pieces to it, right? But the short answer is the next steps are going to be critical in how they go about doing this, right? The BlackRock acquisition of the ports, I don't know where that's at, but that's the right step. Resume control, U.S. control of the ports, U.S. operation of the ports. That means we can go in and put sensors for nuclear, biological, radiological, et cetera, right? We built all those sensors back in 2003 on, and we put all those sensors in all of our ports, right? And China controls a lot of our ports. They control a lot of ports, period. So we have to retake the ports. We have to retake the supply chain. So there's a lot of pieces that are all in play right now. It's not just, you know, people are so focused on the tariffs and what it does to the economy. Yeah, there's going to be a short-term hit to the economy. But the long-term benefits of us bringing production back here, the middle class will be better off. And look, a lot of those jobs are going to be automated anyway, right? There's going to be very little human interaction. where we're going to see the transition of a lot of industry and a lot of byproducts from this is going to be in the private and local industry and the local businesses that spring out of this, right? And here's the problem with tech guys. Tech guys think linearly. They think this, if I do this, X happens. If I replace these jobs, we get more productive. Well, you have to offset the jobs that you're moving to keep the income so that people can buy the goods that you're making with the automation. And that piece of it, it's clear that piece hasn't been thought through by anyone. And if it has, it's been thought through at a cursory level. So, like I said, there's a lot of moving parts here, right? But I think the overall strategy that we're seeing, in addition to posturing around Iran and moving in the direction of, I don't want to say attack Iran because I'm not convinced that that's what they're going to do, but it sure looks like the optics look like they're setting up for some kind of an attack on Iran, which is what Israel wants. It's not what we want. It's not what the American people want. But, you know, I have to preface some of this with the fact that if I had my choice of who's dominant in the region, I've been on the receiving end and seen the effects of Sharia law across parts of Iraq and Afghanistan. And I can tell you, I don't want those whack jobs in charge of anything. Even if we pulled out of the region, even if we isolated Israel from the rest of the region, the Arabs would still figure out a way to fight among themselves about whatever they're going to fight about. The Torahs, the interpretation of the Torahs, the words of Muhammad, just pick your topic. They argue about everything. So even if we weren't there, they would find a reason for conflict. And it's a brutal society anyway. I would rather have Israel strong enough to where we don't have to deal with them and they're off fighting their own thing. I'm not a big proponent of us being in the region in the first place because we have nothing to offer there. There's never going to be a democratic government or a republic there. There's never going to be a type of government that is collective of any kind. And their version of governance is so different than ours, it's not even worth even having the conversation. And I can tell you that they are polar opposite of all Western values. And the most stark, I guess the most stark example of how polarized we are is that they write right to left. We write left to right. Can't get any more polar opposite than that. And there are no words in Arabic for certain English words. That just in the communication spectrum puts us light years apart. And so there's benefits to us supporting Israel. Do I support what Israel's doing right now in Gaza? No, I don't. Do I support Netanyahu? No, I don't. I don't like the guy. I think he's a douche. But that said, I understand some of the moves we're making in the region. And it's really not about Israel. It's about destabilizing Russia and China's influence in the region. Because the other piece that people don't realize about these tariffs, all this is intertwined for a very big purpose. And that purpose is to push China back into Asia and get them out of the rest of the world. They're in Africa. They're in the Middle East. They're in Afghanistan now. They're in Europe. They've heavily infiltrated Europe. They've heavily infiltrated Africa. They've heavily infiltrated the Pacific. They've heavily infiltrated Canada. And they're heavily involved in Mexican politics and South American politics. We have to kick them off the continent. And that's going to require tariffs. It's going to require posturing moves, like taking the Panama Canal. It's also going to involve, you know, reversing their propaganda, reversing their collective influence across all of our cities, moving their operatives out. I mean, there's a lot of work to do to get them off the continent. And I think the tariffs and all the moves that we're seeing are a part of that, not just focused on Israel and Iran. I think there's other focuses there. So I'm not rushing to judgment on the fact that I think that this is posturing for Iran. Two things can be true at once, and this could be both of those things. And the other thing is, I'm not getting wrapped up in the conversation, like the guys were having a conversation, you know, the, about a specific aircraft doing, you know, specific maneuvers in the Persian Gulf. I just don't care right now. That's noise to me. The signal in all of this is, what is China's response? What's going on the ground in Ukraine? What's our actions in Ukraine? How heavily involved are we still in Ukraine? Are we pulling out of Ukraine? Are we pulling out of Poland? Are we pulling out of NATO? That signal. Because we don't want to get drawn into a protracted conflict with Russia. And let me say, this is going to be unpopular, but let me say this again. We benefit from Russia being our ally and Russia being a strong military presence and sharing military doctrine with them and training their troops, because at some point we're going to have to turn our attention towards China. China has committed atrocities to almost every country on the planet under total war. And that cannot be dismissed and that cannot be forgotten. And this is just the opening phase of what I think ultimately is going to be a conflict with China, which has been due for almost 40 years, because, and the people here that enabled China to get to where they are need to be held to account as well. And I think all of that is in the works right now, in the posturing. And that's the signal I'm looking for right now. I'm not looking for any of the other noise around, you know, what Kash Patel is doing, what Pam Bondi's doing. I don't care, right? We know that there's, look, and I said this when would Kash Patel, before he took office, it's going to take him 6 months to clean up the FBI. All the noise around, he hired the J6 guy that, you know, wanted to hang all the J6 people. I'm waiting to see what happens next. I'm waiting to see what he's doing internally to clean up the system. I'm waiting to see what Dan Bongino's doing. I'm not hanging on Dan Bongino's every move. I don't care if they're curating Israel out of the Epstein files. I don't care. To me, what matters is who are the big fish that were sponsoring and funding Epstein. And we're probably never going to know that anyway. I care about what is happening with mRNA vaccines and that we keep the noise level up to the point where it's so loud they have to do something about it. That's the stuff that I care about. The rest of it, it's all white noise right now. Until something happens, it's white noise. So don't get distracted in the emotional draw in a lot of these stories and a lot of this information that's being posted to social media. Most of it's being posted by AI and bots anyway. It's like all the, I play with my feed on Twitter on a regular basis and mix it up to see what my feed shows. And it's interesting that when you browse certain topics and you go into specific posts within X, then your feed gets propagated with those posts. Like I did a search for Chinese Communist Party, looked at several posts in Chinese Communist Party, and all of the, most of the feed now is all CCP related. Just like if I look at, you know, if a UFO thing comes across my thing and I click on it, then it's full of UFO. If I click on something about Democratic Party, same thing. So I don't get wrapped up in my feed because it's curated. And it's curated by AI. So I don't spend time looking at it going, oh my God, Kash Patel just promoted this guy. Most of the time it's BS by the time you get down to, and some of these posts, if you haven't figured it out, they go through and literally repost the same picture, the same video. I've seen the same video of this little girl with 2 9mm for probably 10 months now. You're not seeing new information. You're seeing a lot of curated nonsense and a lot of clickbait from guys who are just trying to get you to click on their post so they can get more visibility. So I don't get wrapped up in the emotional side of this. And I've said this months ago, it bears repeating. This is why I talked about bias, your belief system, and probability versus possibility. They're playing your emotions against you. They want you to be emotionally hijacked. They want you to be emotionally scared. They want you to be in a heightened state of awareness, because then they can manipulate you and they can influence you. And that's what they do. That's how they use your belief system against you. They use your beliefs to create the fear, which generates the response, and you fall for it every single time. If you stay out of the emotional space and you look at it as just a business transaction, look, all of this stuff is just a business transaction that's going on, and I have no control of. Guess what? They can't control you. And you stay out of responding, which is what they want you to do. They want you to generate. They want to generate an emotional response. That's why the news is highly charged. That's why TV shows are highly charged. That's why they try and hit the emotional strings every single time they influence you with a movie or a TV show or a newscast or a podcast. Same thing. Carefully scripted to get an emotional response. So stay out of that space. Look at it for what it is. It's just theater and BS. Watch the signal, discard the noise, and don't get wrapped up in the day-to-day. I'll be back tonight with a sit rep. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.